Good morning. It's morning. It's a Wednesday morning. I'll be talking about the school vouchers in the First Amendment assignment, answering the question, does tax money used as school vouchers provide the First Amendment, violate the First Amendment Establishment Clause? So first of all, school vouchers are checks given to the given to parents to send their kids to private schools. Rather than sending the kids to and the money to a public school, the money is sent to a private school of parents' choice. The First Amendment becomes involved in the fact that many parents opt to send their kids to religious schools. For instance, if school vouchers existed in the state of Arizona, a parent could get money to send their kids to Lourdes Academy, a Catholic school, and that money would leave Nogales High School, and they would get a form of a check, or the check would be sent to Lourdes Academy. A lot of people say that violates the First Amendment because it has to do with the Establishment Clause. That is that it's getting government involved in religion. Your assignment is to read the article and write an essay. It's not a position paper, it's a short essay that answers that question, that takes a position on that question and has a quote or two. When you write this paper, it might be good to look up the case of Lemon versus Kurtzman, K-U-R-T-Z-M-A-N, 1971, which established a three-part test to determine whether or not religion and public government and schools are being too intertwined. And the test has a three-part. One, the purpose of the law must have a secular legislative purpose. Two, the purpose of the law must have a primary effect of neither advancing nor inhibiting religion. And three, it must not propel excessive government entanglement with religion. So the question is, does school vouchers violate any one of those things? For instance, does it have a secular purpose? Well, education probably does, to get kids an education. Two, is the primary effect of school vouchers, does it either advance or prohibit? You might say it advances religion because it certainly they're learning religion at school. At Lourdes Academy, you take religion classes. But it might say, no, it's just learning how to teach them how to read and write. And three, does it have excessive government entanglement? Is the government getting involved in religion? One thing about that point is that whenever religion and government get involved with each other, they always destroy each other because they always are grabbing for power. The courts have ruled often that, for instance, school prayer is not allowed. In Engle versus Vitale, they ruled that schools could not begin the day with prayer. And in this case, you're going to just state your opinion and make a quote, whether or not you think the state should be creating competition in schools by giving money or giving parental choice to parents to send their kids where they want. Is that a free exercise right? Parents to exercise their tax money how they want by sending their kids to a religious school? Or does it violate the Establishment Clause? That is, does it intertwine government and religion too much? There are two parts to the First Amendment which apply here. One is the free exercise clause, that people have the right to practice, believe what they want or not believe, and the Establishment Clause that the government shall not establish a religion or help a religion out, one particular religion. This question of school vouchers comes down to those two things. Is it free exercise of the parents to send their kids to whatever school they want with their tax money, or does it cause an establishment of religion? Normally, when parents choose to send their kids to Lourdes Academy, they still have to pay the taxes, the school taxes, and the tuition. This would get rid of the tuition part by saying their school taxes can now be transferred over to a voucher, which they'll use to pay the tuition of the school. And that's the school vouchers and First Amendment assignment. It's due, when's it due? It's coming up soon, around the 24th, I think, of January. Thank you. And if you have any questions, please let me know. This assignment is worth 40 points, and to be posting it at NiceNet.